Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us again this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, we have an exercise for the awakening of clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is the same thing as imagination. But we have to make a distinction between an imagination that is objective and an imagination that is rooted on fantasy. Whenever we are creating these scenarios within the screen of our mind, we are allowing the ego to put together a puzzle on how is it that we would like to be seeing some things. And this is, of course, imagination based on fantasy. But when we allow for the manifestation of the consciousness, when we empower the consciousness to make use of its own faculties, what ends up inevitably happening is that as we start embracing the principle of spontaneity, we start seeing and perceiving things in a way that is different. And when we start making use of the faculty of objective imagination, we can then start seeing beyond what the eyes of the flesh can perceive. In his writings in the books, The Igneous Rose, Master Samael writes a few entries that are specific to the teachings of Master Wiracocha, Dr. Arnold Krumheller. And he says, "The blessed and venerable Guru Wiracocha has stated in his book, Logos Mantra Magic, about the sacred word of light, and told us that we had to start spelling it little by little, as a child does when he begins to syllable the word mama. In that book," Samael continues saying, "Master Wiracocha spoke to us about the wonderful power of the vowel M, but as the great master spoke in code, only the initiates could understand. The one who wants to reconquer the lost childhood, he must restart vocalizing the infantile syllables." Let's bring this to a pause at this moment. We are seeing here the word mama. And we are seeing this word being pronounced from the perspective of a child. Of a child who in its greatest innocence is learning to speak the language. And Master Wiracocha makes the distinction of emphasizing the letter M. In this mantra mama, it is true that we have two vowels, the M and the A. When we are chanting mantra and we sing the letter M allows for the vibration of the element of water, specific in our body. This is associated with the second chakra that exists from the bottom of the spine up. This is the Church of Smyrna in the Book of Revelation. This particular chakra is the chakra that exists at the level of the prostate in the man, at the level of the uterus in the woman. And when we chant this letter M, we invite the vibration of that chakra. This is important because chakras connect our physical body, our vital body, to the astral plane. And from the astral plane, there are very subtle energies that descend, that penetrate into the chakras, and that are filtered before they go into the chakra by something that is called a Buddhic mesh. This Buddhic mesh allows only for the most subtle energies to enter into that center. And as that energy penetrates, when we invite the harmonious vibration of this magnificent center, what it does is that it helps magnetize and electrify our creative water. This is what the letter M does. The letter A, on the other hand, well, we have heard many times that there are chakras in the lungs that vibrate whenever we chant the letter A. And these chakras, well, they certainly bring harmony into our lungs, and it allows us to receive in better quality, the prana, that energy that exists, bringing life into everything that exists, and we bring that as part of the exercise of breathing. When we speak about the exercise of pranayama, which means the harnessing of the winds, what we are doing is that we are breathing harmoniously. We are making of the exercise a conscious exercise so that we can truly absorb of all of this energy. But there is still a little bit more than that. Because when we are breathing, as we perform the exercise of pranayama, we are invited to breathe through the nose. And the reason for that is because each one of our nostrils connects with an antipole. The left nostril connects with the area of the right testicle or the right ovary in the woman. And the right nostril connects with the left testicle with the left ovary in the woman. As we are breathing in through the nose, those subtle channels that exist in the spine, that wrap around the spine like two serpents, they allow for the flow of the solar and the lunar atoms from our creative waters as that water becomes transmuted all the way up and deposits them in the chalice of the brain. This is why pranayama is a little bit more than just breathing. And when we are breathing harmoniously through the nose and we are allowing, inviting for the release and the movement of these solar and lunar atoms that exist within our own creative waters, when we are chanting the letter A, well, our lungs become better instruments to absorb more of this powerful energy of life. But there's still a little bit more. And it happens that when we chant the letter A, our thymus gland, close to the heart center, it also vibrates. And the thymus gland and our heart chakra, well, when those two are vibrating in harmony, well, not only it is in the heart where we can see the accumulation of merits that allow for the rising of the fire, but the heart chakra also gives us the ability to perceive by inspiration, by intuition, and also facilitates that objective imagination. All of these things are intimately associated and connected with each other. So when we are chanting this mantra, Mama, notice that Master Wiracocha is saying, spelling it little by little, as a child does when he begins to syllable the word mama. That means that when we chant it, we're not going to say mama. We're going to deliberately emphasize the letter M as well. Ma, ma. This is how we're going to chant this. Master Samael continues in his writings in Igneous Rose by saying, vocalize the words mama, papa, raising the voice in the first syllable, meaning higher tone, ma, ma, lowering it in the second syllable of each word. And during this practice, the mind must assume a totally childish attitude. It is a childish attitude as the mind of a child who becomes very inquisitive, who is able to perceive in alert novelty and in alert perception. A child that becomes curious with every phenomena that manifests around it. Because here, what this is saying is that when we embrace the principle of spontaneity, if we are assuming that infantile attitude, when the principle of spontaneity allows for the emergence of a vision, we just don't discard it. We look at it and we contemplate it in alert novelty and alert perception. And we extract from it what we can extract. Friends, these mantras are of great use to every sincere practitioner. because there are three elements that are crucial in our path of life, that is initiation. We must develop the faculty inspiration, intuition, so that we can learn to experience the spiritual reality of things. We have to learn to receive the faculty of inspiration so that we can experience the significance and the reason for the things that are happening to us. And of course, we need the faculty of imagination so that we can see beyond the appearance of a thing, so that we can contemplate the thing itself. And as we are developing these, well, because we are working with a doctrine that is a doctrine of the heart, because we're seeking to awaken the consciousness, well, we also start gaining the right ability to unfold consciously in our astral body. So Samael tells us, the Gnostic student must rise to imaginative wisdom. This does not mean, again, fantasy imagination, but rather clairvoyance, the ability to see beyond what the eyes of the flesh can perceive. That means that for tonight, we are going to sing those key words that a little child will mumble and eventually learn to pronounce. Mama, Papa, Baba. We will do this in an innocent attitude. And we will sing these mantras mentally while remembering our days when we were children. Allow within yourself, your consciousness, to enliven once again those infantile atoms of clairvoyance. Because those atoms still exist. It is that they exist within the ethereal body. Let's awaken the infantile atoms of clairvoyance, and we will develop the ability to think in vivid imagery. And that means that we will be able to perceive as we are seeing with that eye of the mind in vivid colors, in sharp contrasts, and we will be able to get as much detail as we can from those things that come revealed in visions, as much as those things that will manifest in the realm of dreams. And that is going to be our practice tonight. Mama, Papa, Baba. For the sake of this practice, we're going to relax our body, and after we relax our body, we're going to invoke our innermost and ask our innermost to guide us. We will ask of our Divine Father to be the one who is officiating within each and every one of our vehicles so that we make ourselves an instrument at the service of our Father. Of course, we will do all of this exercise consciously. There are here no suggestions, and here you are always in absolute control of the exercise. As we empower our innermost to do the work, and we have relaxed our body, we will then sing these mantras. We will chant the mantra to just allow you to follow with it. And eventually, well, after a little while, we're going to bring the exercise to an end because today is practice. And now with that practice, you should be certain enough, comfortable enough to bring then this exercise into the privacy of your own solitude, and as you make yourself ready to rest at night, this is one of those mantras that you can allow yourself to rest comfortably to. Okay, so for us to start, let's go ahead and start by closing our eyes. Dear friends, let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of our physical body. If there's anything that feels uncomfortable, anything that is creating an unpleasant sensation, this is a good moment to take care of it. It could be your socks, it could be your shoes, it could be your belt, maybe some earrings, maybe a ponytail. whatever it is, give yourself a moment so that we can take care of this. And let's sit comfortably in our chair. It is a good idea to allow your feet to rest comfortably on the floor. Rest your hands on your thighs and keep your spine straight. Your head, allow it to rest effortlessly on your shoulders. Now let's focus in our breathing. Let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One. Two. And with every exhalation, just allow your body to sink a little deeper onto that chair. 1, 2. Now let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. Throughout our lives, we have developed a good ability to push aside some things that we perhaps don't like. In many cases, a tremendous ability to stuff certain emotions, certain feelings. And with the many challenges that we are facing in days like these last many months, well, many of us come to these practices after a long day of much work, where our physical body is exhausted, where the mind sometimes feels tired, where our emotions sometimes feel a little drained. There are times that we have been facing uncertainties. And those uncertainties during the day, well, they leave a flavor of insecurity and doubt. And that brings with itself some elements of fear. In other times, well, we have to deal with so many challenges and responsibilities that we start feeling on edge. Because of that, little things will start bringing about some frustrations, discomforts. And if we do not transform those impressions, all those impressions also leave a mark. So it's necessary that we make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. We may be happy or may be indifferent. We may be feeling doubtful, fearful, frustrated. In some cases, we may even feel today. Like it has been hard, difficult. But regardless of how is it that you feel, that is okay. What is important is that you can acknowledge that prevalent emotion that has been around throughout the day. Because we know that all these emotions pass. If today we were sad, well, we know that the pendulum, for as long as we remain flowing with it, well, the pendulum eventually is going to bring back happiness. And if today we had a great day, then only look at it in terms of gratitude, gratefulness, satisfaction. Because we know that for as long as we remain bound to the law of the pendulum, that happiness is going to fade away, and later on, we're going to experience some sadness. So what is important is that we contemplate the emotion, that we stand at the very center of that circle of Tao, where we can look in one direction and see happiness, and on the other direction we can see sadness, and we can look at them objectively. When we stand at the center of this circle of Tao, it is then that we give ourselves an opportunity to contemplate our day, to contemplate events even as they are taking place. And after a little while, we come to see that when we're standing at the very center of the circle, we don't react. Someone may insult us, and we may just listen to their words and still offer back kindness, love, and compassion. So being able to see and perceive what our emotion has been, whether it has been of great joy and satisfaction, or whether the day has been sour and challenging, we accept it just the same. And we accept it with gratitude, with gratefulness, because there is always something new to learn. And with that attitude of satisfaction, realizing that we're coming here together, all of us uniting our hearts as a great family, we invoke our innermost. And we invoke the innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, I offer you, Divine Father, my personality, my voice, this vehicle, so that you may be, with your divine presence, the dominating entity officiating in this practice. We ask of you, Father, that it is you the one who breathes, that it is you the one who sings these mantras. And we beg of you for the opportunity to awaken our faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition. Help us, Divine Father, see clearly those beautiful memories of our days as toddlers. Awaken, Divine Father, those infantile atoms of clairvoyance. Give us the ability to use objective imagination so that we can see beyond the appearance of the thing itself, so that we can easily perceive those symbols that are truly meaningful in our day, so that we can receive your wisdom and deposit it deep within our consciousness. And we ask of this in your holy name. So be it. Now let's go ahead and empower our consciousness and bring your attention to the toes of your feet. As you bring your attention to your toes, we focus on our toes, our heels, our ankles, our shins, our calves, our knees. And just like that, without any effort, all it has taken is the attention of the consciousness to bring about a warm, soft sensation of relaxation. So we once again empower our consciousness and we bring our attention to our knees. As we are sitting down, we bring our attention to the underside of our thighs. And we immediately start feeling how that sensation of relaxation grows and expands from our knees upwards through our thighs into our glutes, our hips, and our creative organs. And we do not lose our attention from our breathing. As we continue to breathe in through our nose, out through our nose. And as we continue to breathe rhythmically and effortlessly, we bring once again the attention of our consciousness to the base of our spine. As we do that, we instantaneously feel that gentle warmth from that focused attention. And we allow the consciousness to continue focusing upwards along our spine, one vertebra at a time. And as we do this, we feel the relaxation of the muscles in our abdomen. We feel the relaxation of our internal organs. We feel the relaxation of our diaphragm. And suddenly our exhalation becomes deeper, gentler. We relax our stomach. We relax our lungs. We relax our heart. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in one. Two. And as we focus the attention of our consciousness at the very middle of our spine, in that spot, right in between those shoulder blades, we feel that gentle warmness on our back. And we continue to empower the consciousness to continue observing upwards in the spine, one vertebra at a time. And we slowly feel that relaxation reaching our chest, our shoulders. And from our shoulders, we just let it cascade into our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and our fingers. Notice the gentle vibration that inundates your physical body. Notice the softness that comes with this sensation of relaxation. Be certain that at any moment, whether today during this practice, or at any moment during the next days, you can always invoke of your innermost and ask your Divine Father to bring back this state of relaxation into your body. And he will. and with a great deal of satisfaction in gratitude for this new moment. We take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And we bring the attention of our consciousness to the very base of our skull. That space behind our head, where the neck ends, the cranium begins. And just as we do that, we instantaneously feel the presence of that awareness, the warmness of that relaxation in that space back there between our ears. And we will allow our consciousness to continue expanding that sensation of relaxation. And we will allow it to continue to grow along our scalp. And we will also relax our jaw, our tongue, our lips. We will relax our eyes and our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And slowly but surely, that sensation of relaxation reaches the very crown of our head. Now, to start our exercise, let's sing the mantra Klim Krishnaya. Every time that we chant this mantra, there is a flaming star that irradiates around us. A flaming star that encircles us and protects us. So let's go ahead and sing this mantra together. Krim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. For the sake of practice, let's do it again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. This is a powerful mantra that you can sing at any moment, any instance in which you may need protection, any instant in which you may feel the need to create that circle of light around you, so that you can give yourself a moment to even contemplate the circumstances. And for the sake of practice, let's do it one last time. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. As you empower your consciousness to make use of its faculties, allow your consciousness to observe upwards. And allow yourself to see that shining star. And in gratitude and gratefulness, we will sing the mantras. Remember, these are mantras that you can chant mentally. Ma, ma. Ba, ba. Ba. Baba. Mama. Baba. Baba. Mama. Baba. Mama. Papa. Baba. Baba. Allow your mind to reach a state of alert perception, alert novelty. Remember your days as a child. Mama. Papa. Baba. Mama. Papa. Baba. Mama. Papa. Baba. Mama. Baba. Baba. Mama. Baba. Baba. Mama. Baba. 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 Mama. Baba. Baba. Mama. Baba. Baba. Mama. Baba. 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 Mama. Baba. Baba. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for this practice and this opportunity. We ask of you with our soul and with our heart that all these things materialize according to the will of the great law, the universal charity, and never, never our own will. So be it. So be it. Very well. So, dear friends, this has been our practice for this week with the mantras Mama, Papa, Baba. Thank you, everyone, for being with us this evening. To everyone, a good weekend, and may all beings be happy.